Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia denying that Saudi Arabia had anything to do with 9/11. The president yelling at Mary Bruce in the Oval Office, threatening to pull ABC News' license, something he's threatened many, many times before. And food allergies. The Secretary of HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., vows to do something about them, acknowledging that these were just not around before. So where did they come from and what's going on? But the Epstein vote, I just want to mention, because it just happened a short time ago, right before we came on the air. House representatives voting overwhelmingly to force the Department of Justice to release files related to Jeffrey Epstein. It was the product of a months-long pressure campaign by families of the victims. Several of Epstein's survivors were present in the House chamber during the vote and appeared to erupt in cheers when the resolution passed. All but one House lawmaker present in the chamber voted in favor of the bill, which was 427-1. The lone rep was Representative Clay Higgins of Louisiana, a Republican who posted on X shortly after to explain his decision and said the following: as written, this bill reveals and injures thousands of innocent people, witnesses, people who provided alibis, family members, etc. If enacted in its current form, this type of broad reveal of criminal investigative files released to a rabid media will absolutely result in innocent people being hurt. Not by my vote, Higgins wrote. The Oversight Committee is conducting a thorough investigation that has already released well over 60,000 pages of documents from the Epstein case. That effort will continue in a manner that provides all due protections for innocent Americans. If the Senate amends the bill to properly address privacy of victims and other Americans who are harmed but not who are named, but not criminally implicated, then I will vote for the bill when it comes back to the House. House Republican leaders had voiced concerns about the bill up until the final hours before the vote. Nearly all House Republicans voted for it. Demands for transparency and President Donald Trump's green light on the legislation paved the way for the records to be released in the House. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters at his weekly news conference, we played some of that for you in the last hour, said he would vote in favor of the bill despite concerns about what he saw as limited protections for victims and other innocent people whose names may be released against their own wishes. And said, who's going to want to come forward if they think Congress can take political exercise and reveal their identities? Who's going to come forward to talk to prosecutors? It's very dangerous. It would deter future whistleblowers and informants. The release of that could also publicly reveal the identity, by the way, of undercover law enforcement officers who are working in future operations. House Republican leaders had also been supportive of a parallel investigation led by the House Oversight Committee that's led to the release of thousands of pages of documents from both the DOJ and Epstein's estate. Tom Massey, Ro Khanna of California, Democrat, those are the two sponsors, Massey, the Republican from Kentucky, and the bill's supporters argued it was the best resource to get justice for Epstein's victims, and they criticized Johnson's favored route as toothless. Marjorie Taylor Greene also joining in that, as you imagine. They had a press conference today, and Trump's going scorched earth on Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's going scorched earth on Trump. And you got to laugh or you go freaking insane. Massey said, don't muck it up in the Senate. Don't get too cute. We're all paying attention. If you want to add some additional protections for these survivors, go for it. But if you do anything that prevents any disclosure, you are not for the people and you are not part of this effort. Do not muck it up in the Senate. It's not yet clear what Senate Majority Leader John Thune is going to do with the legislation. His counterpart, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, was ducking yesterday when he was asked about it. We have the audio of that, too. Schumer is such a freaking wuss, as you can, you know, I mean, we all know that, but it's just kind of funny to me how Schumer is just such a, yeah, that one, what number is that? I don't have the cut sheet in front of me, but what number is Schumer?
He is 15, I believe.
15. All right. Here's Chuck Schumer yesterday. Good old sheepish. Take a listen.
Senator, on that note, just I guess a question that's out there. Why wouldn't they have been released the last 4 years when President Biden was in office?
Well, that's the question every American is asking. Not every American, but so many Americans are asking. What the hell is he hiding? Why doesn't he want them released?
Well, he does. He said he wanted him released. What the question that was asked of you is, why didn't you guys push for them when Biden was in charge in the Department of Justice? That's the question you're not answering. That's what the question was. Why didn't you push for the release? And he goes, well, that's the question. Why didn't he? No. Why didn't you? You were the majority leader of the Senate. The Democrats were in control. You had the White House. You had the Department of Justice. Why didn't you push for them? That's the question, dummy. And then he just deflects it to Trump. No, the question was you, not Trump, you. Why didn't you do it? And then, it's getting freaking ugly out there, kids. I don't know what to tell you. It's getting ugly. Just thank God for the filet of fish. That's all I can tell you. Thank God. And Ro Khanna went scorched earth on Schumer over this whole issue. And not just this issue, but other issues as well. And now they're floating replacements. So Schumer just keeps making things worse for himself and digging his own grave every single day, whether it's on Epstein or it's on the shutdown or whatever it is. And he keeps making things worse. And that guy, Ro Khanna, who wants to run for president and has no chance of becoming president, I mean, he can run. Anybody can run for president. You can just take the reservation. Doesn't mean you're going to actually get it. But nevertheless, he's throwing his hat in the ring. Good luck. There's like five people that know who he is. And that includes everybody who knows him in California, like five people. But he does have some influence within the Democrat base, at least so far as picking a replacement. And one of the names that he's come up with, and this is cut number 11. Yes, you guessed it. Count Grandstangela, Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band. And could you only imagine the grandstanding if that guy was the minority leader? Oh, my God. Because you'd have to say leader Count Grandstangela, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band. You'd have to add leader in front of that title. Oof. I would not want to be around for that grandstanding. Cut at 11.
The question is, what is the future of Democratic leadership? Who is going to be effective? And most Democrats around the country just don't think that person is Chuck Schumer. I mean, he doesn't inspire confidence. He's not bold. He's out of touch with the grassroots. He's someone who cheer-led us into the war in Iraq. He doesn't have the moral clarity on Gaza. He couldn't say Mamdani's name. And this was the final straw where he was not strong on fighting for health care.
So who is the person who you think should lead Democrats into the future in the Senate? Who's at the top of that list for you, Congressman?
Well, Senator Kaine has already given me a hard time for just saying that their minority leader should be someone different. I think if I endorsed someone, it would probably hurt them more than help them. But we have dynamic, young, new leaders.
Who are some of the top
Chris
names?
Murphy is a top leader. Cory Booker is a dynamic leader. Brian Schatz is a dynamic leader. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is someone whose ideology I appreciate. There are a lot of
America's mother-in-law, really?
Really? Is Chuck Schumer, when you think about it, just from a common sense test, do you think Democrats around the country think that Chuck Schumer should be the face of the future of the Democratic Party?
No, but I don't like any of those other names you mentioned either. But I'm kind of biased, I guess, of that entire list. I mean, you talk about some of the whiniest people in America. And Tim Kaine is the wussiest. He'd probably be the least harmful, I guess. Because he's just a giant wuss. He's total. But, I mean, you'd have to listen to Elizabeth Warren with that high-pitched, well, constantly, and then she'd be falling into tables. That's not a good look. I mean, you could probably go with Booker, but I don't think his colleagues could stand the grandstanding constant, because that guy would ratchet it up to, he's at a 10 now, it would be a 1,000, and then you add the title to it, it'd be like a million. No way. Too much grandstanding. You'd have to get glasses, special glasses and earplugs, and it would just, no. God, no. Let me go to, let's see, we have, I put my glasses on, because I'm just having one of those days. Dottie is in Delco. Dottie in Delco. Hi, Dottie.
Hi, Rich.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You wanted to talk about food allergies. I'm lucky. I'm fortunate. I don't have any. My kids don't have any, thank God. Although I can't really eat onions. Onions do bother my stomach.
Well, I have a daughter-in-law who's 40 and had never had any food allergies. And about 6 months ago, she started getting sick every time she ate. And she saw multiple specialists. And finally, somebody tested her, and she's allergic to dairy and eggs.
Allergic or intolerant?
No, allergic.
Allergic.
She did violently.
And,
yeah.
And she wasn't before? Dead. Like, she just came down with this? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they said
it's so weird, because I would have thought that you would grow out of these things, not grow into them, right?
Right. Somewhat of the same thing happened to me. I got to 55, and I had a rash all over my body, and I saw about 5 specialists, and they just said, it's psychosomatic. And I saw my chiropractor, and she said, you should be tested for gluten. And so a gastroenterologist did an endoscopy and blood work and decided that I had celiac, and I was 55. I had never had any trouble before.
Strange. And did they figure out how it could come on so late in life?
No, they had no answer for me. They said it's not typical.
Your daughter? Did they have any answers for her?
No. They just said they don't know why. She had never, ever had any trouble, and no one in her family had any allergies.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's strange. I mean, that's kind of the opposite. You would think as you get older, you would kind of grow out of these things. But I don't know. So do you find that you have to, like with celiac now, can you be around people that eat it? Or is it that severe you can't even be around people that are eating, like, say, bread?
No, it's not cross-contamination for me that bothers me. It's just actually eating.
Just eating it.
Gluten.
Okay, well, that's good,
but,
I guess, at least.
Yeah. But my son, who's married to the daughter-in-law that has the allergy, he gets sick and vomits violently within a couple minutes after he gets gluten. So, and he, yeah, and they don't know why that happened with him as well. So, yeah, they don't really have any answers except that it's our food supply.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the likely culprit. It really does, Dottie. Hey, thanks for the call, and hang in there. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. And we love you so much. My husband and I saw you on the Laura Ingraham Show, interviewed by Jason Chaffetz, and we really appreciate seeing you on Fox.
Well, you're a sweetheart. Don't tell anybody, but I'll be on there tomorrow, okay?
Okay, I won't tell anybody.
So just because I'm not supposed to promote this stuff, Dottie. Oh, Dottie, by the way, what do you do for gluten-free pizza? What is your answer to that?
We get cauliflower crust pizza, and that seems to be the best for me. It's better even than using gluten-free, like almond flour or something like that.
Yeah, the cauliflower crust is pretty good, I will say. We use that for our kids as a way to sneak vegetables into them.
Yeah,
it is pretty good. Yeah, not too bad. And there are some very good gluten-free pasta brands out there. Have you found one yet?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Newman Price recommended Cento. It's the Anna brand, and it's gluten-free. And
yeah, Cento. I was gonna recommend that too. Yes.
Yep. So we tried that pasta, and it's really great.
Good. All right, Dottie, you're gonna be okay.
Yes, I'm okay.
All right, my dear. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You're very sweet, and thanks for watching when I was on Laura Ingraham Friday night on Fox News Channel. I'm only saying it because she said it, and I don't want you to know, like, what's Dottie talking about? Well, now you know. Okay, so if you're wondering, that's what she was talking about. Jason Chaffetz was the host, who I think was on horse tranquilizers. I'm not quite sure. I probably shouldn't say those things. Inside voice. Damn it! This is why I need a dump button. No filter. None whatsoever. Damn it, DeSantis, I blame you for that.
I haven't said anything.
Exactly, that's the point. Yeah, you didn't stop me. Thank you, Justin.
While I don't believe I deserve blame, I'm not shocked that I've received it.
When are you going to be back in the United States?
I'm in the United States now, but I will be back in the Philadelphia area on Saturday.
Oh, so next week when I'm off, you're going to be back? Are you off next week too?
No, I'm unfortunately going to be in for at least a portion of next week. But I didn't realize you were off the entire week when I booked the flight. But anyway, I'll be back probably through the remainder of the year. I might bounce back to Arizona once, but for the most part, I'll be around.
Okay. All right. Good.
Linda,
then we can do
finally
our...
get... Yes. Be nice to Matt DeSantis week, which I don't think you're capable of doing, but I'm holding out hope.
No, you're not being nice to me. If you doubt that I'm capable of being nice to you, that's rude.
I can be as mean to you as I can. She didn't donate any money for me to be nice to Rich. I can still be nasty.
I think that's a bad loophole, if you ask me. That's a terrible, terrible loophole.
Shocker, the lawyer found the loophole.
Yeah, exactly. And is like, well, you know, Matt can be as mean to Rich as he wants. Rich just can't be mean to him. I can't be mean back? It's ridiculous.
To be clear, that's me making that hypothesis. I don't actually know what Linda intended, but I'll have to consult my attorney.
Yeah, I'm sure your girlfriend's already texting you right now. Your real one, Linda Kearns, not your fake one. So... good. So that means you'll be at the Grand Hotel, theoretically, on December 19th.
I will 100% be there.
Wonderful. Justin, you too?
Yeah.
Great.
You know how things are around here, but any unforeseen circumstances with the producers calling out during the holidays, I should be there.
Good. Well, look, I mean, there's a possibility I won't be there, but I'm saying as of right now, theoretically, we'll all be there.
It'll just be me, Linda, and Justin.
The only thing we can guarantee is that the Grand Hotel will be there. That's the only thing we can guarantee at this point. That's it. That's all we know. And that the ocean will still be there. I don't think it'll reach. I don't think it'll reach our studio by then. With all the climate change, I think it'll still be right where it is, December 19th. But if you do want to join us, we'd love to have you, because that's going to be our live show. And it's our Christmas spectacular at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And Cape May is beautiful this time of year. It really, they go all out for Christmas. And I love it. We do the trolley ride. You see all the Victorian homes lit up. The Grand Hotel gets beautifully decorated. They've got the stuff for the kids at Congress Hall. You'll love staying at the Grand Hotel because they have that beautiful indoor heated saltwater pool. You'll love going to the Washington Square Mall, the outdoor mall. They got the Santas there, the tree. They got carolers. It's a lot of fun. It's really beautiful. They take Christmas very seriously. And my wife was reminding me the other day, there's great sales, too. It's a great time of year to go shopping because a lot of those stores close up right after the first of the year. So they have a lot of stuff on clearance. Elaine's Boutique, for example, you know, Elaine's, Patrick and Shirley are great friends who own Elaine's, a little bed and breakfast, and they have a store there, a boutique. And when we were there for the last show, we went in and they had great sales, great savings, and they'll have more sales for Christmas too. So you might want to think about coming down for the shopping as well. And the Grand Hotel has beautiful spaces for events. If you do join us for our next live show and you do not need a reservation to come to the show, just show up. We'll be there from 3 to 7 p.m. on the fifth floor ballroom overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. That ballroom is one of the beautiful ballrooms where you can have an event, whether it is a wedding, corporate event, baby shower, bridal shower, family reunion, And what I also love about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, is that they have beautiful getaway packages available for you that include discounted rooms and resort credits. And the kids are basically off from school from now until the end of the year, with like a couple days in between. It's ridiculous. My kids start half days tomorrow, and then they're off next week, and then they're back, and then they're off again. So take the kids away to Cape May, and it'll be a great family getaway. You make lots of great memories. Or do a weekend getaway with your friends. Do a midweek stay. However you want to do it, just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and look at all the different packages, but always book direct with them for the best rates. And if you do want to have an event there, call my friend Caitlin. She was named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings. And mark your calendar for December 19th and consider making a weekend out of it, or make a week out of it. It's just a beautiful getaway. You don't forget an airplane. You know, you just take a quick drive and you feel like you're in another world, and a very, very festive world at that. So GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and we'll see you there December 19th.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Appreciate you being here. We got a lot going on, and it's a busy day today. So if you are affected by food allergies, let me know. I'm curious to get your take on what you think could be driving all this. Corey DeAngelis is going to join us a little bit later in the show, because the troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten, is having a temper tantrum. And I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know the whole thing with Saudi Arabia other than, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I have my doubts that Saudi Arabia is not involved. I have my doubts that we'll ever know the truth. That's just the reality. It's too much money at stake here. We talk about $1 trillion investment in the United States, destabilizing the Middle East. And when we've had the conversation with the 9/11 Families for Truth, the subject has come up, and we've said the same thing. You know, yeah, just have them admit that they were behind this, and then we could all move on. But they're not going to. That's never going to happen. Never going to happen. It's just going to be one of those things where it's just, you know, the political reality. Now, this is what the Crown Prince said regarding Saudi Arabia's involvement. And this is the first time he's been in the Oval Office. And so this was a big deal that he said this, obviously. And he responded to a reporter who brought this up. And the president tried to shut the reporter down, but the Crown Prince answered it, and this is what he said. Cut 26.
I feel painful about, you know, the families of 9/11 in America, but, you know, we have to focus on reality. Reality based on CIA documents and based on a lot of documents that Osama bin Laden used Saudi people in that event for one main purpose, is to destroy this relation, to destroy the American-Saudi relation. That's the purpose of 9/11. So whoever buying that means they are helping Osama bin Laden's purpose of destroying this relation. He knows that strong relation between America and Saudi Arabia, it's bad for extremism, it's bad for terrorism. And we have to approve him wrong and to build our relation, continue developing our relation. It's critical in the safety of the world. It's critical against extremism and terrorism.
And there's something to be said, obviously, about the fact that we've got to make sure that we are strong friends with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is friends with Israel. That is a buttress to Iran. That is stability in the Middle East. And clearly, it's a whole lot of cash that's involved here. So that's that. And, you know, I've long said I have my doubts, but I've also said to you, the cynical guy in me knows that whether or not they were involved or not, getting to the truth of that is going to be very difficult. And more things point to the fact that they were involved than not involved. Not him. I'm not saying the Crown Prince. He was a kid then. But that Saudi Arabia was involved. I would be shocked if they weren't. Shocked. But I'd also be shocked if the truth ever comes out. In our lifetime, anyway. In the immediacy of our lifetime, I'd be shocked if the truth ever came out. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. This is the question that was asked regarding or the point about food allergies and how things have gotten so crazy. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was talking about something happened around 1989. You know, I can just tell you for myself, my experience in this is it's pretty limited. I don't, you know, like I said, onions bother me now. Maybe they always did. I don't know. I can't eat them. It's not an allergy, really. They just upset my stomach. But a lot of people are like that. They can't have onions. So I just avoid them. I don't cook with them anymore. I use so much freaking garlic that you can't even tell that there's no onions anymore in my sauce. So we're fine there. That's all good. My son, Patrick, as you probably remember, if you've been with the show since the founding of the show, and even in the pre-founding of the show, when I was just a part-time guy, I mean, I'm still a part. I've become full circle. I'm basically a part-time guy again now. But kidding. But there was a time when my status was literally part-time. You know that my son, when he was born, had a very severe milk protein intolerance, which we could not figure out. And it was our buddy Dr. Cam Isola, who since passed. A wonderful, wonderful person, wonderful friend. God rest her soul. It was such a sad, sad tragedy when she died. But she was the one who figured it out. And we had tried everything. We had tried giving Patrick, you know, organic milk. We tried goat milk. We tried everything. And then soy, because when you adopt a kid, you can't feed him breastfeeding. And, you know, and believe me, I tried. Right. So we tried everything. And then finally, it was Dr. Isola who said, why don't we try Neocate, which is an amino acid formula. And I remember the first day we gave it to him, and it was the first time he ever had a bottle and did not start crying and throwing up. And we're like, thank God, because we worried our son was starving to death. But he outgrew it. Thank God he outgrew it. I mean, now he eats everything. There's no stopping him. He'll house an entire pizza. He doesn't particularly like cheese a lot. I think he may have still a little kind of PTSD from it, but he can eat it, which is good. And in general, we don't do a lot of cow's cheese. We kind of just do sheep and goat, just because I find it easier on my stomach anyway. So we do a lot of we do a lot of Pecorino Romano. You know what I mean? Locatelli. Like, we basically eat, like, pounds of locatelli in this house. And when I do my pizza, I use buffalo mozzarella if I can find it. It's not always the easiest thing to find, but I use buffalo mozzarella, which comes from buffaloes, not cows. And if I'm going to make, if I can't find that, then I'll make my mozzarella. I'll make it. I'll get the cheese curd. I'll get the curd, the salt, the hot water. Very easy to do, by the way. I don't know. I find it's easier to eat. Maybe it's psychological, but it doesn't bother me as much when I do it that way versus when I buy it in the store. So I try to make it homemade when I can. I try to make a lot of things homemade. I make bread homemade. I make pizza flour homemade, obviously. Now, the point about the Italian flour, and I did not get a chance to listen to Dawn's segment on this today. I was driving around today. I had to do a couple. I had to get my hair cut. You might have noticed. Saw Jackie. Jackie cut my hair. She fit me in, thank God, because we do have a thing tomorrow morning. So, not mentioning what, just saying I got a thing. That's all I'm saying. So I wanted to make sure I got my hair cut before it. But anyway, the whole point about Italian flour, I can just tell you from experience when I go to Italy, when I've been to Italy, when I eat pasta over there, I feel better than when I eat pasta here. I try to buy my pasta from Italy, and I try to use flour that's made in Italy. So I use the 00 flour. Because there's a rule that the Clinton administration put in the 1990s where they basically flour has to be fortified nowadays. And they put that stupid rule in the 1990s. And it's very hard to find flour that's not processed, overly processed. Now, there's other theories on this, too. There's this this wheat called, I think it's called Icorn wheat. there are some people that believe that because of all of the genetic modification of wheat that was done over the years, primarily with the goal of figuring out how to create dwarf wheat so that we could solve world hunger and famine. You remember we were kids also, we used to have the commercials all the time of the kids with the giant extended bellies, and you'd have Sally Struthers there and she was always crying. And, you know, they don't really do that anymore. They don't show you those pictures anymore. We've kind of eradicated global famine. I mean, I'm not saying there's still hunger. There's obviously still hunger. There's hunger everywhere. But in terms of the world famine that we used to have, the dwarf wheat eradicated that. But that was something that they had to create, and they kept crossbreeding wheat. And the theory is that by doing so, you created all these new strains of gluten. And the strains of gluten that you created, at least this one doctor, I read this book years ago called Wheat Belly, and he was writing about this, and he was saying, in the process, you created all these new strains of gluten. Our bodies, it's all new to us. We haven't had a chance to adjust to these new strains of gluten, hence why so many people are either gluten intolerant or celiac. And that this one wheat has never been messed around with. It's this icorn flour, and that is the wheat that's still the same wheat that it was 1,000 years ago, but basically everything else on planet Earth outside of that, it has been in some way, shape, or form genetically modified in some degree. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just telling you what I read in this book. And then, so the Italian flour then theoretically has probably also been genetically modified and not in the original form of wheat that it was back then. But at the same time, it's still probably a whole lot less processed than it is here in America, because we have to fortify wheat with all kinds of things that, you know, we got to put in vitamins and we got to put in minerals and we got to do all these other things. And so you're processing it even more. When I have to buy American flour, I try to go to small bakeries. I try to stay away from mass commercial. If I'm making pizza flour, I find it's easier for me to digest. And I also try to buy, when I can, I buy bread locally from local bakeries and, you know, the best I can. As long as it has seeds on it and it's not brioche, then, you know, I'm buying it. Matt DeSantis, on the other hand, will buy mass-produced brioche buns made from Wonder Bread, and he'll be fine and can eat that along with a Coke and bologna and have no problems whatsoever. But he's a man child with a fake girlfriend. So I'm just getting it out of my system now, all right? Because your attorney, I know, is actively monitoring everything.
Don't forget about the kale lasagna, too. Down.
Oh, kale lasagna.
Oh, right.
Good.
Thank you, Justin. Yes, kale lasagna. Disgusting.
Spinach and kale. Spinach, kale, and mushroom, to be clear.
I would rather see a picture of Nick Kale's feet than a picture of kale lasagna.
I'm telling you, it's surprisingly good.
I'd rather
good.
Eat Nick Kale's feet than eat kale lasagna. I'm just saying.
Well,
and those are some of the most disgusting feet I've ever seen in the history of feet.
Next time I'm in studio and you're in studio, I'm going to bring you a piece of kale, spinach, and mushroom lasagna. I'll bring a piece for each of you. I'm telling you, you're going to say I'm correct. It is tasty.
It's going in the trash right behind me before I take a bite of it.
All right, then I'll bring one piece for you to share.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come in studio that day, and I'm going to throw it at the glass like a monkey at the zoo when they throw their poo. I'm going to throw it right at your face. You'll be separated by glass, so HR can't get involved, but that's exactly what I'm going to do if you try to put that in my studio. And it's just going to slowly go dripping down the glass that separates the host from the producer. That's what's going to happen right there. Gross.
That's tasty. You guys are missing out. And look, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I prefer your traditional lasagna. However, this is an excellent, healthier substitute.
Ugh.
What is wrong with you?
So many things.
It's good. It's so good.
So many things, Justin. Where do we begin? We don't have enough time.
We could do a whole 4-hour show on what is wrong with Matt.
I do have my Coca-Cola here that Carrie made for me with my name on it. But I'm not going to drink it. It's a souvenir bottle. But have you tried the creamy vanilla yet?
I have not. I'm dying to give it a go, though.
Yeah,
I
mean,
did see it in my local Wawa, so it made me think of you, DeSantis, and how weird you are.
Careful, Justin. Big sister is listening.
I'm already. There's already pages dedicated to me in the deposition. Might as well just keep going.
The question really comes down to, is what's going to be longer, the Epstein files or the Kearns files? That's the question. And I don't know the answer to that. More innocent people we drag into this lawsuit, though, than that lawsuit. I can tell you that much. That's true. No doubt.
Linda just texted. She is listening.
And oh, I know she is.
She said you're a big meanie.
Yeah, big sister is listening.
Thank you, Linda. You're my only defender.
Kale lasagna.
It's good.
I literally would rather have Nick Kale's feet covered in cheese.
Oh. That's repulsive.
That is a repulsive idea. The whole show's repulsive at this point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So, all right, let's play Robert F. Kennedy Jr. before I go to break. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. If you are looking for wonderful dental care for your whole family, look no further than Dr. Mike, because for 12 years in a row, he's been the expert that the other dentists send their patients to. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. So here's cut nine. Something happened around 1989. Take a listen.
For some reason, the adults of my generation have kind of let this happen and have normalized it and said, oh, there's, you know, no problem here. But I think kids your age are looking around and saying, why am I sick? Why do I have chronic disease? Why do I have food allergies? Nobody knew what a food allergy was when I was a kid. I never knew anybody with a peanut allergy. And there's no medical literature on it. It wasn't even in the medical literature because it was just unheard of. And all of a sudden, beginning around 1989, kids started getting allergic to peanuts. And now I think it's one in every 13 kids has a peanut allergy or a food allergy. And so I think people of your generation were seeing this happen. We're seeing that your generation is particularly affected by it, and with neurological diseases, autoimmune diseases, allergic diseases, and that, you know, there's a different view of what could be happening in this country. We need to figure out what's causing it and eliminate it.
Yeah, there is something going on for sure, no doubt about it. Because, like I said, with my kids nowadays. And my, you know, Patrick's 11, Claire's 9, Reagan's 5. There's all kinds of different restrictions on things. Reagan can't bring eggs to school because there's a girl with an egg allergy in her class. The peanut thing is actually, they're allowed to bring peanuts, which is amazing to me. So I guess there's no kids in the class that have peanuts. But one of my son's friends has an allergy. I believe it's to soy because at his birthday party, he had to bring his own dessert. And another friend of his does have a peanut allergy, so I didn't buy the allergy-free. They do sell things that are allergy-free. I didn't think about it. And he was the only one out of, I think, 25 kids who was affected. But still, when I was a kid, I just don't remember anybody having allergies to food. I just don't remember this. And I don't remember people being celiac. Now, it's obviously maybe the kind of thing where it was just not diagnosed properly. You know, the question becomes, and this is something we don't know the answer to, it's like ADHD. You know, when I was a kid, not every kid was on ADHD. It's nowadays, try to find a kid who isn't diagnosed with that, and good luck. Is it an over-diagnosis problem, or was it under-diagnosed in the past? And was it always there, and we just weren't properly paying attention to it? or did something change in the food supply to trigger people becoming celiac? This one doctor's theory is, like I said, it's the genetic modification of wheat. Now, on the plus side, you solved world famine. So you don't have the same problem anymore because you can grow dwarf wheat anywhere. The downside is you've created now new strains of gluten and that your body has to adapt to them, and our bodies are not evolved yet to be able to tolerate them. Again, that's his theory. I don't know if it's true. That's a theory. There are other people that have theories that it's just a matter of it was always there. We just didn't know how to test for it. We didn't know how to look for it. Like ADHD, it was there. We just didn't know how to find it. We didn't know how to look, and we didn't really, we would say these kids are other things, lazy, stupid, derelicts, and maybe they were, or maybe not. You know what I mean? It's hard to say, but nowadays, if kids show signs of distraction or things, they're quickly, usually there's an intervention process to determine if they've got a learning disability or if they've got a proxy of speech or something else, and they deal with it. Whereas when I was a kid, I was yelled at constantly. I was told by my teachers, you don't care about math, you don't care about science. True, I didn't, but I also did have a disability with math and science where I would reverse numbers, dyscalculia, as it's called. And I still have that to this day. But back then, they didn't look for it. They would just yell at me that I just didn't care, because they would say, well, how come you're getting A's in English and A's in history? And then, you can't pass like remedial math. And they would just assume that I was just lazy and stupid. And they would say those things about me. And it's true. I kind of am. But at the same time, it was also that. But they weren't looking for that back then. So, you know, these things become a little bit of that. And everybody who asks is going to have a different opinion on it. But I think the one thing we can all agree is that when we were kids, food was a lot less processed than it is today. It's like I remember one day I was in the grocery store. I was at an Acme. And I was picking out pork chops, you know, the guy's doing the meat. And I said, I'm looking for the organic pork chops. And he said, why? We grew up, we weren't eating organic back then. We were fine. And he's right. Back then, it was not a big deal. Nowadays, there's such an emphasis on it because of all the crap that's in the food supply to buy organic. But I got to tell you, it's a lot more expensive to buy organic than it is to buy not organic. I mean, a whole lot more, like dollars more. As in, like, the other day I was in the grocery store and I looked at romaine lettuce. And the romaine, the regular, was like $4 and the organic was $6. I bought the regular. So for a lot of people, they don't have the luxury of buying the organic. Or some are just too friggin' cheap like me. So there's that. But something has changed, no doubt about it. And the question is trying to figure out why and what has changed exactly. And that's the other part of it, too. So here's Kennedy talking about the goals to accelerate solutions for all of this. It's understanding what happened and then also looking at the other factors that are involved in this. Cut number 10. Justin? Matt? Somebody?
Sorry, I'm screening calls.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Some allergies.
There you go.
What happened? Something happened. And it appears to have happened somewhere time around 1989, 1990. So you have to look at an environmental toxin that became ubiquitous during that year across all the different demographics, from Cubans in Key Biscayne, Miami, to Inuit in Alaska. Everybody started getting these allergies at that time. And why have there been no studies on that? Why are not people looking at that? You know, why isn't the entire scientific community focused on saying it's a very easy study to do? You make a list of all the potential culprits that fit those criteria, and then you begin eliminating them. But those studies have never been done. We are going to do them now, and we will identify what is causing these allergies. The allergies, as I said, they've exploded. CDC, they were so rare that CDC did not even start counting them until 1997. Oh, it's just an obvious question.
It's an obvious question, no doubt about that, and one we should definitely get answers to. Mark's in the Northeast. Mark, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call, Rich.
You got it. Good. How are you?
I had Good, thanks. I had a question. Are there any other advanced places like Europe, Korea, Japan, who have statistics that we could actually trust, in air quotes, like ours, where they have food allergies or food intolerances like us? For comparison's sake?
It's a great question. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that, but it's a great question. Like, do they have the same prevalence in these other countries like we do here in the United States?
Yeah,
it's
about.
A great question.
Something to cross-reference with, I guess.
Now, you know, anecdotally, I've heard the answer to that is no, that the United States leads the world in this stuff, but I don't know. I don't have any data to share with you that can actually say that for sure. I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure we'll try to figure it out.
I'm sure.
Well, excellent point, Mark. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Mark's in the Northeast. Mark, what's up? How are you?
Yes, fine. By the way, in reference to that call previous to mine, very quickly, I was in a health food store a few years ago, just a couple of years, and a woman of obvious Indian extraction, and she said she had come here. I asked her.
Are we talking the Nation of India or Elizabeth Warren Indian extraction?
No. The Nation of
India. The Nation. Gotcha.
Yeah. And I was asking her. She was looking at some of the homeopathics, and I asked her about that. And she said, yeah, she knew a little bit, and she told me something. Then she mentioned to me that she had had trouble. She had trouble with wheat, and she said she never had any problems until she came here from India. Mm-hmm. So go figure on that. And so that's one item. The other thing is there used to be radio and a podcast, and he has a website. I might mention, because he has since passed, but he had supplements that were no additive and very natural. It's a little bit expensive, but anyway, Dr. Bob Marshall. He passed away tragically. It was an accident. He used to say on the air, do not eat the enriched with iron flours, because it's very hard on the liver. He said the liver cancer went up since they introduced that. So I don't know. I didn't check his webcasts or radio casts are still on the web, and he used to be very interesting and so on.
Mark, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I remember reading, too, back when I used to have my issues with really bad heartburn. And then ultimately, you remember years ago, one of my many, many surgeries, they put in those magnets to keep my esophagus shut. But I remember reading this book, and this doctor was saying that they started adding acid to everything and the government requires them to add acid to everything. So they have to put acid in everything. And it's a law, it's a federal law. And he said that there's a rise of esophageal cancer since that happened. Now, again, I don't know if that's true or not. That's his theory. I know that it, for me, was something that, you know, my esophagus didn't shut properly, and the magnets have helped with that problem. But clearly, if you're adding acid to foods, there's probably going to be a side effect, because there's a side effect to everything, I would imagine. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Corey DeAngelis is going to join us. He, of course, is the evangelist of school choice. And the troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten, is at it again, this time yelling her head off about something else and something crazy. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends, and why it is you should use them, because we're talking about American-made products, American-made roofing products. American-made windows, doors, and siding. They are Owens Corning Platinum certified. Platinum is the highest level you can get. and they're very picky about who they give this to, and they even routinely check the work of their platinum contractors, and they'll pull that designation if those people are slacking. Well, Emmons is never slacking. They're always doing a great job, and that's why they continue year after year to get that Owens Corning Platinum certification, which means you get a lifetime warranty on the roof, not just the materials, but also on the workmanship as well. That's why you want to reach out to them today. Plus, they use American doors, American windows. The siding is made right in South Jersey, right outside of Philly. Pella doors and windows are made by the Amish in Ohio. Anderson windows are made in America. So everything they use, made in the USA for all their roofing, windows, doors, and siding. They also do kitchen and bathroom remodeling, and they're going to do a great job with my kids' bathroom renovation, which I'm really excited that they're going to start that project soon. We're going to break ground in January. I just want to push it back to after the holidays because, you know, we got the in-laws coming and then my parents and Mama Zioli's coming. So, but anyway, the point is they'll do great work for you. So reach out to them today. Go to emmonsroofing.com. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Make sure you tell them I sent you, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.